Over a decade on from the signing of the Joint Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification by Catholic and Lutheran leaders, a delegation from the Swedish and Finnish churches were here in the Vatican earlier this year to present Pope Benedict with an important report on the reception of that historic agreement in their own countries. The report on justification in the life of the Church is the result of 7 years' work by delegates from both communities. It marks an important step forward in the Lutheran-Catholic dialogue, in which the Pope himself, as Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, was closely involved.
It is also important that you are going to your friends and other Christians and sisters and brothers in other churches in an open-minded and in a positive way.
Finnish Bishop Jouro Huovinen heads the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Helsinki. He spoke with our correspondent Luca Attanasio about this latest milestone on the journey towards Christian unity.
The background of the Swedish-Finnish Catholic Lutheran dialogue is, firstly, I would like to say that the Second Vatican Council, but then in the 1993, the Cardinal Edward Cassidy, who was the prefect of the Ecumenical Council in Vatican, he visited Sweden, the ecclesial important city of Uppsala, and he made already, that is already 70 years back, Cassidy made a proposal that the churches, Lutheran churches in Sweden and Finland, should start a dialogue process together with the Catholic dioceses of Stockholm and Finland. So the initiative came from Vatican, from the Ecumenical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. It took a long time, almost 8 years in, or 9 years in 2002, the churches here in the very north of Europe, we started the dialogue, and the idea was to continue on the basis of the work which has been made by the Common Declaration on Justification. And we tried to focus our dialogue on the question in which way does justification has a place in the ordinary life of the spiritual life of the churches. And so the title of our document is Justification in the Life of the Church. You might remember that the Common Declaration on Justification left some ecclesial questions open, especially concerning the authority in the church and the question of meaning of the sacraments and some other important ecclesial issues. And we tried to go further on the basis of the Joint Declaration. So that was the original idea in our dialogue process.
The Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification is 10 years old. How has ecumenism changed over these 10 years?
I would like to have a little bit more wider perspective. I'd like to take a period of 50 years. If you remember how the ecumenical climate was in the 1950s, it was in some way, many people say, a pre-conciliar atmosphere, which was, maybe we can say, a cold. But after the Second Vatican Council, I think we have a springtime in the area of ecumenism, and I'm willing to be very hopeful for the future.
You were received recently by the Pope. How was this meeting, and were you able to tackle some of the main issues?
The Holy Father and already the previous Holy Father, they have both spoken very often about the Nordic dialogue process in a positive way. Now, when we were in the end of April in Rome, we didn't have much time. I understand very well that the Holy Father has something else also to do, but we were very pleased that he personally gave an audience. He, as a very profound theologian, looked at the content of the paper, and he noticed some theological topics mentioned in the disposition of our document. Especially he mentioned that we have also discussed the Petrine ministry, and he was asking what are we doing when we write about the ministry of Peter. And from my side, I answered that is a difficult question, that we have not yet united understanding of that topic. So I think he was very aware what is the idea in our document. We may speak about the justification in the life of the Church.
It seems as if there is a special ferment in the Finnish-Swedish context. So do you think that this context, the Finnish-Swedish context, has a special meaning?
Yes, I'm sure that also behind the original proposal of Cardinal Cassidy was the understanding that the Reformation 500 years ago was much more moderate in Sweden and Finland as, for example, in the Middle Europe, in Germany. So the continuity with the medieval church and the churches after the Reformation is very highly appreciated in Sweden and Finland. For example, the meaning of the sacramental character of the church life and the importance of the Eucharist and the liturgical life and the meaning of the historical episcopacy, all these things and matters, they can have a bridge-building meaning between the two different churches. And so the atmosphere in Finland and Sweden is quite good for a good ecumenical dialogue.
You were listening there to the Lutheran Bishop of Helsinki, Eero Huovinen, speaking with Vatican Radio's Luca Attanasio.